But I bet I bet the 6PR listeners, I only said that because we were just talking about that, 6PR listeners have probably got famous Christmas cake recipes that have been handed down from generations.
Oh, yes, yes. Your Christmas cake recipe.
If you'd
922-11882.
Come to tell us what you do to make yours special.
Yeah, how do you make yours taste the way it tastes? And you know that it tastes all right. Don't be modest about that, because people always tell you, oh, your cake's so delicious. The other way of knowing is that people constantly steal it.
Yes, that's right.
If people are constantly stealing your cake, they're secretly saying, this is so good. Now, Pat wanted to talk to you about wine tasting.
Oh,
hi,
good
Pat.
On you, Pat.
First of all, I'm the laziest person out when it comes to making fruit cakes. I buy a packet of mixed fruit. I pour in a litre of tropical juice and let it swell overnight. Then I put in some brandy, 3 cups of self-raising flour, and I bake it. And it's absolutely gorgeous.
No eggs, no butter?
No eggs, no butter.
Huh! Unheard of.
Absolutely beautiful.
Self-raising flour?
Yes, yes.
So self-raising flour...
And I don't even sift it.
Look, if it works. So you use, a litre of tropical juice and a kilo of fruit, dried fruits?
Yeah, you know, the packet.
Yeah,
and the best one's the IGA, because it has the lemon and orange peel in it.
Yes, I like that in mine too, I must
admit. And I'll add some cherries too.
Yeah.
But I'm just lazy.
Oh, well, honey, if it works, if Nigella always tells me through the television, we want minimum effort for maximum impact. So it's clearly working for you.
Beautiful.